What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My producer is Brian Kelly. So when you call 855-752-4842 to tell the world what you think about Darth Vader himself, none other than Dick Cheney endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Did I just say those words together in a sentence? I don't know. My head is spinning off of my shoulders. If you want to give us your opinion about that, be sure you say hello to Fancy Brian, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I promised you that we would take the sound of what Liz Cheney has to say to Republicans who refuse to commit to Kamala Harris, to vote for Kamala Harris, while declaring that they will not vote for Trump. Here's Liz Cheney yesterday.
So what do you say to those Republicans? And there are a lot of them who are absolutely adamant they're not supporting Donald Trump, but they're not taking the next step. They're going to write somebody in. And we've heard this from Mitt Romney. We've heard it from Mike Pence. We've heard it from Larry Hogan. We've heard it from a lot of Republicans that are certainly anti-Trump. Why are they wrong in not taking the extra step?
Well, I would say, you know, given the closeness of this election, particularly if you're going to find yourself voting in a swing state, you've got to take the extra step. If you really do recognize the threat that Donald Trump poses, then it's not enough to simply say, I'm not going to vote for him. I would also remind them, you know what, it's a secret ballot. So I would prefer to have as many people as possible out publicly making the case. But at the end of the day, you just have to wrestle with your own conscience when you're there in the voting booth. And I would expect that you will see far more Republicans and independents, you know, when the time comes and they've got to make that decision, make the right decision.
Maggie, you'd hope that the God is watching would work with this crowd.
Are you gonna like wind up some Joan Osborne to sing us God is watching you? I mean, Liz Cheney just told the entire American voting public that, there's probably a lot of Republicans that won't come out flat out and tell you that they're voting for Kamala Harris, but they're going to get in the voting booth and do it because their conscience won't permit them to vote for the, what was her word, depraved Donald Trump, who is what? A threat to our republic, according to Liz and Dick Cheney. Here's how she ends up characterizing what a vote for Trump is. Let's take this last
November,
cut more to go to the
casting a vote for Donald Trump or writing someone in means that you've made the decision in too many instances that so many elected Republicans have made, which is to abandon the Constitution, to tell yourself that this is just simply, you know, a partisan choice. That's not what we're facing this time around.
Wow. So to conservatives, maybe we should just run that thing on loop, Brian, until the end of the election. Like Liz Cheney says, if you are a Republican and you're considering voting for Trump, it is what? A vote to abandon the Constitution of these United States, to abandon our democratic republic. If you've got comments on Dick and Liz Cheney dropping the bomb, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Mark from Prairie du Sac, you're on the line.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic that I just have been reading Martin Kishner's book on the war between, I got that last name wrong, but the war, the year between the wars. And a lot of what Project 2025 is about, and Donald Trump himself, I mean, the people think they're going to be able to control this man, and he is, you know, and the fascists in general, that they supported these fascist movements, well, it won't be as bad as they're saying it, you know, that people are just making too much of it. And it's like they said, he is a threat to the existential peace of the world. I mean, that, and these people just don't get it, that are supporting Donald Trump, because he is an existential threat to not only the republic, but to the peace of the world, and the stabilizing force that America has brought to the world since at least the end of World War II. For all our faults and missteps, that Donald Trump is simply that.
I couldn't agree with you more, Mark. I'm left in this place that leads me to a question. Why? You have economists, you have CEOs by the dozens. By the way, not a single Fortune 100 CEO has donated a penny to the Trump campaign. Not one, including Elon Musk. Not a penny. Not a penny.
You know,
why might that be?
If Elon Musk is not going to go and give him money,
why should you?
He called him Leon.
Yeah, can't get his name. So on foreign policy, on democratic institutions and principles, on the economy, I don't get it. If you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, again, Liz Cheney, Paul Ryan, right? These are conservatives that are telling you no way, no how, the guy is a menace. I don't know how long this last clip is. Do we have time for this? Liz Cheney explaining if she is, let's listen to it. Liz Cheney explaining if she's still a Republican anymore.
By the way, are you still a Republican?
I'm a conservative.
Have you left the party? I mean, I remember you, because we spoke about this a while ago, and you said if Trump were the nominee, you would not consider yourself a Republican.
I'm certainly not a Trump Republican. I am a conservative. I think that what's happened to the Republican Party today, is indefensible. And I hope to be able to rebuild, as I said, after this cycle. But I also think it's really important for us, as we're thinking about rebuilding, as we're thinking about the future of the country, to recognize that at the end of the day, the vast majority of people in this country want to know fundamentally that their elected officials are going to defend the peaceful transfer of power and that they are going to put the Constitution first. And as someone who's been a lifelong Republican, it's heartbreaking to me to see what has happened to so many of the elected officials in my party. And I know we can do better.
You can do better, Republicans. You should do better. You must do better. And this election cycle, it means a vote for Kamala Harris. That's actually a vote for conservatism. I can't believe I'm saying all that. You believe in Republican principles, you believe in conservative principles, then you vote for Kamala Harris, because a vote for Kamala Harris is a vote for conservatism, traditional Republicanism. She's closer to Reagan than stinking Donald Trump is. I can't believe I'm saying all that. Don't believe me. Listen to Liz Cheney. Oi. Up next, I've got Morris Pearl, chairman of the Patriotic Millionaires, and Erica Payne, the executive director of SAME. We're going to talk about how the economy is rigged to screw you and your family. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. News, weather, and sports are next.
What if God was one of us?
As we know, there are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know.